Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and thank you for joining me today as we continue on. As I was ministering yesterday, that even though we can be oppressed, you know, I was referencing Isaiah 61, Jesus came to destroy the works of the enemy. God was with him. He was God incarnate, and he defeated the enemy through his suffering and death at Calvary, through his resurrection, his ascension. He's now living, praying for each of us, each of his children today before the throne of grace. And all of us were lost. Why? Because our first parents, the first man, Adam, sinned. And through his sin, death came to us all, to the human race. But Jesus, he was the promised kinsman redeemer. He came into this earth. He took on himself the seed of man. And through him, remember, that was the Genesis promise, what God told Adam and Eve. And we have, because of that, we've become heirs according to the promise with the seed of Abraham. And we are sons and daughters of God who've been given authority and power over all power of the enemy. It's a new day, beloved. Man's day is passing away. There is only God knows the timetable, but there's a limited number of days, years that are left on man's calendar, because the day of the Lord is coming, and then begins a new kingdom age. Jesus is coming back to this, praise God, and there will be his reign. He will rule and reign in righteousness, praise God. And the knowledge of the glory of the Lord will cover the earth as waters the sea. And those who have preached a watered-down gospel, it will lack the power to convince people that there's no relief, no deliverance, no help, no power to set them free. And as I've said many times before, there's really a separation occurring today in, quote, religious circles, and I'm speaking across denominational barriers, and that is, do you believe the Word of God? It all hinges on what the Word says. There's no way that as time passes, as cultures vary, you know, we need to make it more relevant for the times in which we are living. No, beloved, God's moral law, His spiritual principles, never decrease, never lack in their truth, in their inerrancy. Heaven and earth is going to pass away. Ultimately, God's going to create a new heaven and earth, but all the works of man, heaven and earth, are going to pass, but His Word will not pass. His Word stands forever. And so those of us who've accepted Jesus, who accept the Word of God, the entirety of the Word of God, we have been born again. If we've confessed Jesus with our mouth, we believed in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, and have repented of our sins and received the Holy Spirit in our spirit. That's what it means to be born again. We go from death to life. And 1 John 5:18 says, "He that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not." Oh, you might go through battles, oppression, trials, temptations. That's part of the Christian life. Jesus said, "In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world." Just imagine, the devil cannot do serious harm to you because you are being kept and protected by God. And he's given us armor, armament. I mean, we have the full armor of God to be clothed with, the helmet of salvation. We have the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness. Our feet were shod with the gospel, preparation of the gospel of peace. And we have that shield of faith. We are believing the promises that Jesus gave us in the Word of God, in the New Covenant. And that sword of the Spirit, that is the Word of God. And it'll cut to pieces. It is quick, powerful, and effective, and the enemy can't, he's terrified of it. And so you remember what Jesus did in when he was confronting the devil, when he was tested of the devil in the wilderness, when he was fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he said, "It is written." Beloved, God's word, we better not tamper with God's word. We better receive it with holy awe and thanksgiving, because God saw fit through holy men of old to have them write down so we could have something and we could see and we could read it and meditate upon it. And, you know, when God sanctifies you, we will be in a place knowing who we are. We will have the power and authority that God has fully ordained to us. And it is a process. You know, we grasp spiritual truth. God is here a little, there a little. We grow just like a natural child doesn't grow up in a maturity overnight. So it's true in terms of spiritually. And even Jesus went through a sanctification process, if you will. He said, in John 17, the 17th chapter, 19th verse, in his high priestly prayer, "And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through thy truth." Thy word, O Lord, is truth. And Jesus was sanctified unto the Father. He was saying, "The works that I do, they're not my own. They're the works of him that sent me. The words that I speak, they're not my own. They are the words of him that sent me. The will that I accomplish is not my own. I came to do the will of him who sent me." That's in the 17th chapter of John. So Jesus was sanctified through the Father. And in John, the 14th chapter of that gospel, verse 10, Jesus asks a question. He says, "Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works." And so we come to the Father through Jesus, praise God. That's the John 14, verse 6. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." That's a marvelous statement just in itself, but the sentence doesn't end there. He goes on to say, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. No, sorry, friends, there are not multiple ways to get to God. There's only one way. He is the door of the sheepfold. Narrow is the way that leads to salvation. Wide and broad is the way that leads to destruction and everlasting perdition. He alone is the way. He's the gate to the sheepfold. He's the door. And we can go out and in because he's our shepherd watching over us. Praise God. And through the Father, like Jesus, we are sanctified through the power of the Holy Spirit, to become victorious over all of our circumstances, all of our adversities. Will we have them? Of course we will. But that's where we experience God's goodness, the truth of God's promises, if we believe them and act on them. And as we obey God's word, we will experience that abundant life. Because Jesus said, "I came to give you life. I came to give you life that more abundantly." John 14 and 12 says, "He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." And of course, that clarification refers to, whereas he had 12 disciples, he ministered to multitudes, but the church, there was only, 140 in the upper room? He didn't have a lot of disciples. In fact, he was deserted and abandoned by his disciples. When he was dying on the cross, there was just a handful of women, John, Mary, and a few of the women who stood there faithful with the Lord. But that those greater works, he said, the end's not going to come until this gospel shall be preached unto all the earth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Over Christians, beloved, who will give themselves totally and completely to God. This is the mark of maturity, and it's a cooperative work between the Holy Spirit. You know, Jesus said in the garden, he said, the flesh is weak. You know, the Spirit's will is willing, but the flesh is weak. And oh, for a church who can catch a glimpse of the unveiled Christ, the Christ of Revelation, the same Christ that was transfigured on the Mount, what we say, the Mount of Transfiguration, and Peter, James, and John saw his glory. And a voice spoke to them out of the cloud, "This is my beloved Son, hear ye him." Praise God. And so we are, you know, Jesus said, they're mine, they're bought with a price. Devil, don't touch them. Oh, for a church who will shake off the tentacles of worldliness and the things of this fleshly life, the natural man, and live where the evil one doesn't touch us. Don't you long to be holy gods? You know, I remember a few years ago, I had the privilege of preaching the funeral service of a dear sister in the Lord. They were both husband and wife, Native American ministries. They were Native, and she wanted to be buried in her wedding dress. And so normally a lot of, you know, Pentecostal, they just obey the Lord. Well, nope. I had a charge, and that was to preach on the bride of Christ. Why? Because while she was faithful and beloved of her husband and family, she was now the bride of Christ, and she was expressing that through the wedding dress she was wearing. Praise God. And so, beloved, we have a wonderful destiny, and it's just a matter of us fully getting our eyes open, and it's the Spirit of God that gives that revelation. I've been praying that for my partners in my own life, that we can experience the reality of the living Christ in our lives. And when we understand and lay hold of all that he's done, we will going to walk in a new dimension of faith and power and victory. Well, my time is gone. I do invite you to write and share your prayer needs. This is a personal ministry. No one answers the mail. No one reads or answers. I'm the one that goes before the Lord in your behalf, and I will respond by mail. If you email, please, if you'd like to share your mailing address, I will personally respond to you, although I will confirm receipt and pray for whatever needs. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass, say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.